Who are you?
I am this person, Glenn Miller, who lives in Prague.
So you think you are this person, this body, but is it possible? You are aware of your body. You perceive your hands, you perceive your head, your breath, and you perceive the feeling of your body. If you perceive it as if it is outside you, then logically you cannot be it. Imagine if someone cut off your hand. Would it take something away from you, from your essence? No, you would still be yourself. If someone cut off your leg, it wouldn't take anything away from you either. If someone cut off any part of your body, you would still be. Even if someone cut off your head, your body would die, but your awareness would continue to exist. You are not this body, so it would not take anything away from you. Body and person are not your essence. Throw it away.
How do I throw it away?
Your body will continue to exist, but stop caring about it. When looking for yourself, do not focus your attention on the body anymore than when you focus your attention on other things that you know you are not, such as this flower in front of you. Who are you?
I am disembodied personality that persists even when body dies.
And where is this personality now if you stop thinking about it? It is just an image in your mind. In the same way, if you were to talk about the soul, it would also be only an idea of some esoteric entity that is located somewhere. However, none of that is here, and you still exist. Subsequently, you can be neither a personality nor a soul. Throw away ideas about personality and soul. Who are you?
I am my mind, which is always present here.
Your mind, intellect, with your thoughts may be here, but the moment you stop thinking, the thoughts disappear, but you still exist. Similarly, if you got completely drunk and didn't think about anything and just stared blankly in front of you, thoughts wouldn't exist, but you would still exist. So you cannot be thoughts or mind, intellect. Throw away thoughts and mind, intellect. Who are you?
I am consciousness. I am the perceiver.
It is true that you are conscious, that you perceive. However, what is important is who is the perceiver. Consciousness or perception are activities. They are not the essence of your being. Claiming that I am the perceiver, consciousness, is like claiming that the cat is that which runs. Yes, the cat runs, but running is the activity of the cat and not the essence of the cat. Consciousness is your activity, but not your essence. Consciousness is not your essence. Throw it away. Who are you?
It is just me.
If you say it is just you, then behind your sense of self, there may be identification with your personality. Perhaps you identify with your character, with what you have accomplished in the past, with your social position, or with anything else that is connected with your existence. However, these are not you either. They are only thoughts, feelings, concepts, and structures in your mind. As long as you identify with something specific, you separate yourself from everything else, and this creates a contradiction within you. Throw away all of these identifications. Who are you?
I am the sense of being. When I focus on my being, I feel the sensation of being in my body. My body is suddenly alive, and I feel myself.
You now feel the sensation of being, but a moment ago you did not feel it, and you still existed. Therefore, you cannot be it. Your essence is always present. It is always here. If there was a moment when it wasn't here, you couldn't be here either. If the feeling of being was not here before and is here now, and you existed in both moments, then being cannot be your essence. This also applies to anything else that is sometimes here and sometimes not. The sense of being is not your essence. Throw it away. Who are you?
I don't know. I'll wait for my essence to appear.
As in the previous case, if something suddenly appeared, it means that it was not here before, and yet you existed. So, what suddenly appears cannot be you. What is here one moment and not the next cannot be you. Don't wait for your essence. Stop waiting. Who are you?
What if my essence is something that is hidden from me? What if it is my subconscious and I am not aware of it, of myself?
Everything you just said is just a mental construct of what could be somewhere. Throw it away. Focus on what is here and now. Throw away all ideas that there is something somewhere and how something works. Who are you?
I don't know.
Excellent. Being aware that you don't know who you are is the basis for it to be discovered. Immerse yourself in this not knowing of who you are. Experience the confusion that comes with it. Admit to yourself that all your ideas are wrong. Surrender to it. However, in the end, you are the only one who needs to know who you are. No one else will recognize it for you. Only you must see the essence of your being. Therefore, persevere and focus on all of your attention and energy on discovering who you are. Do not give up until you recognize it. Who are you?
I don't know. Help me.
You are nothing. Throw away all concepts and things until there is nothing left. Until only what is always here is left, your essence. You are nothing. However, it is not the empty dead nothing that your mind imagines under this term. It is alive, existing nothing. The moment you discard all concepts and things, nothing remains, and you are aware of this alive, existing nothing. This is you, and that is enlightenment. You are nothing. If you thought that you were something, some object, term, thing, or concept, then you would be creating identification with this entity. Identification with a specific entity would then separate you from other things and from your essence, and you would not be able to realize who you really are. Therefore, if you say that you are something, then whatever it is, even a fancy-sounding spiritual or esoteric term or concept, it is incorrect. If you were to say that you are something, it would only be an illusory identification of you as a separate part from everything else. You are not being, you are not consciousness, you are not love, you are not joy, you are not peace, you are not God, you are not the universe, you are not life, you are not everything. In order to realize your essence, you have to lose everything, become nothing. Everything must be given up. All ideas, expectations, identities, whatever you think you could be, discard that idea and the whole concept. After all, if it is a concept, it can disappear just as it appeared. Thus, it cannot be you, because you are always. Even the term nothing is not completely accurate for your nature. You are neither this nor that. You are nothing imaginable. You are nothing that can be perceived as an object. Even if the term nothing doesn't fully capture the basic essence of your existence, I will use it because it rids of all identification. Now, forget about finding yourself. At this point, try to discover only what is left when everything is removed. In the beginning, we asked, who are you? To explore all that you are not, thereby shedding all the burdens of ideas of the mind. We remove the body first because we know you are not it. We also remove the personality because that is just an idea. Then we rejected the soul. Further, we removed thoughts, mind and intellect, consciousness and the sense of being. We discarded waiting. We removed all imaginations. However, after this process, it is necessary to abandon the idea that there is a self and someone who could be it. What is left when everything is let go? Even if everything vanishes like a vapor in thin air, you still exist. Forget about looking for yourself, because the idea of someone being there would only bring up more concepts and ideas in you. Ask only what is left when everything is removed. When you read this part over and over or play it over in your head, stop asking, "Who am I?" and just ask, "What is left?" What is left? What is left when everything is let go? What is left when everything is removed?
I don't know. I don't see anything.
Your essence is always here, here and now. Search and try to notice what has always been here, always is, and always will be. It is you. Enlightenment, self-recognition, does not mean that you get something or become something. Nothing will happen. You are yourself, always have been and always are. The goal is merely to notice what has been overlooked and taken for granted. In the moment of enlightenment, self-recognition, nothing else happens except that you notice what is already here. The reason why so few people recognize themselves is precisely because they are looking for something unusual and grandiose. They expect fireworks where there are no fireworks. Your essence is simple and in a way fairly mundane and therefore can be overlooked as uninteresting. All expectations and desire for the extraordinary must be abandoned in order to notice the most ordinary. Indeed, what is always here is the most common. That nothing is always here. What is left? What is left when everything is let go? What is left when everything is removed?
I still don't recognize it.
Until you know yourself, search. Direct all your attention to recognizing what is always here. If a concept occurs to you, discard it as a mere concept or thought. Throw everything away until there is nothing left, and this nothing is what you are. You will recognize your true nature as nothing that is alive and existing. Not the image of a dead, empty nothing. It is alive, existing nothing. When you recognize this alive, existing nothing, and you see that it is you, then that is it. You will become nothing and fully exist. Try to see this. What is left? What is left when everything is let go? What is left when everything is removed?
What is left? For example, this flower that is standing on the table.
And when you close your eyes, where is the flower? It disappeared. Therefore, you can't be this flower, nor can you be anything else that your senses perceive. For what is perceived at one moment will not be perceived at another moment. And yet, your existence continues. Thus, you can easily throw away this whole perceived world. Keep asking, what is left when this is removed, and this, and this? What is left? What is left when everything is let go? What is left when everything is removed?
Nothing is left.
Yes, that's right. Nothing is left. Everything disappears and you still exist. You are that alive, existing nothing. That is your essence. Everything has been removed and nothing is left and you still exist. You can perceive what is here. You feel the aliveness of your existence. That living nothing that has always been here and always is. You know that you have found yourself by perceiving that you are really this nothing. You also know it by seeing that this nothing has always been here and always is. These are the two attributes by which you can assure yourself that you have found your essence. You don't have to ask someone else whether you are enlightened or not, or whether you have recognized yourself or not. What would change if anyone told you anything? Nothing. You yourself can verify at any time if there really is nothing left, if you perceive that you are it, and if it has always been here and always is. If so, you have found the truth and you can rest in that reality.